Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we went to break, there was an update on this bizarre story I'm sure you guys all saw yesterday, and that is involving Mark Sanchez, the former Jets quarterback, Fox Sports commentator who was in Indianapolis on Friday because he was scheduled to be on the broadcast for Raiders and Colts. The news came out Saturday morning. At first, it was kind of presented as, hey, he was robbed, right? That was initially, I think, Adam Schefter sent out this tweet, like, oh, an attempted robbery. Oh, my gosh.
And everyone's like, oh,
Mark
no,
Sanchez
that's
is
so
in,
bad.
In the hospital. Like, oh, this is really, really scary stuff. Then more details came out, and we just got some more information as well at Indianapolis that, in fact, it's Mark Sanchez who, of course, has been charged with a couple of misdemeanors. But now it got a little more serious for Mark Sanchez. The latest report, this was tweeted out by Tom Pelissero, but I guess there was a press conference in Indianapolis that they announced that the former NFL quarterback now also faces a level 5 felony battery charge, which carries a 1 to 6 year sentence. For those not familiar with exactly what happened, it's alleged that basically he was acting erratically, reeking of booze, slurring his words when he body slammed an elderly grease truck driver just before Sanchez was stabbed in the chest in Indianapolis. The 69-year-old driver said he stabbed Sanchez several times in self-defense after the attack, telling the cops, quote, "This guy is trying to kill me." This is according to court documents. Again, it's all alleged. But just a bizarre, crazy story that came out over the weekend.
Are we sure he's just drunk? Like, how drunk do you have to get to just start picking a fight in the cab of a truck of some random 69-year-old delivery driver? And the report said he was, like, running sprints in the back of it?
Yeah, wind sprints in the alley of the Indy bar where the incident occurred.
Could you imagine if you were trying to defend yourself? First off, Mark Sanchez is in some very serious trouble. The fact that they updated the charges so that he could be charged with some felonies means he's going to need a much better lawyer than the one who would just handle the misdemeanor crimes that he was being accused of before. But, like, I just can't imagine, Gold, if all of a sudden you're fending off an attack in an alleyway and you're like, Mark Sanchez, don't! Why are you doing this? Why am I being assaulted by Mark Sanchez out of nowhere?
Celebrity or not, man, someone's overly intoxicated. Anybody's capable of being like, it doesn't matter. Like, I know what you're saying, but like, he's no different than anybody else. If he
I
got,
know. It would just be a very weird realization when you realized it was former
sure.
NFL and USC quarterback Mark Sanchez.
But I mean, like, in general, clearly, and who knows? Again, it's all alleged and everything. But
yeah.
And I don't know.
I mean,
obviously,
details. The injuries are very real because yeah. he was stabbed, and yes. I've seen the photos of the 69-year-old yes. delivery driver, and he was clearly injured.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly what led to everything. It sure seems like from the outside that Mark Sanchez was extremely drunk, and obviously.
And the reporter wouldn't let the guy leave. He's just trying to, like, take over the situation. So yeah. weird. Like, I guess what part of this is, Gold, is like, what the hell is Mark Sanchez doing? Why is he just randomly drunk in Indianapolis?
Well, and that's where the stuff that we don't have information for. Like, who knows, right? I mean, are we, more details come out, the stuff that none of us were privy to. Is this somebody that's had a problem with this before? Not in terms of, you know, getting in a fight, but
just having a consumption
who
issue.
Who knows, right? Like, I have no idea. Really, really bizarre story from the weekend happening in Drew's hometown of Indianapolis.
Yeah, I know.
Drew, are you familiar
with
this area, the bar that he was at and everything?
Yeah, at a Lockmiller's. Yeah, that's
is
I
that
know
a popular spot? Is that a good area of town and everything?
Yeah, it's a fine area. It's not, I haven't been there before. It's not, it's kind of away from the other
entertainment
pubs and okay. eateries, I guess, if you will. Like, it's on Washington Street, which connects to the Circle, but it's more on Meridian where you get to a lot of the bars and stuff.
Okay.
So this one's kind of a little bit more out of the way, but I know where this is at.
Terrible situation. I mean, he's got, I mean, not only for the gentleman, obviously, that this in his 60s, but also, I mean, Mark Sanchez has a wife and kids, so it's just it's a terrible situation.
Do we know, I thought about it yesterday and I didn't look, do we know if, who they brought in to call the game? Brady Quinn was on the call.
Okay. Yeah. So of the Raiders Colts blowout yesterday.
That's a weird combination of players.
You're doing the Notre Dame USC part of that becomes
kind of funny, I guess, in a weird way. I just can't imagine being the person responsible for the butt fumble and having a more embarrassing moment than that. Like, you're getting in fist fights with 69-year-old delivery drivers in an alley in Indianapolis for just no reason. And obviously the reason being, allegedly, that he was drunk and then intoxicated, and then these two people got into an altercation. They're not charging the delivery driver right now.
Not that it would have excused any of this behavior by any means. But like, was he just randomly go up to? Was this guy taunting him about the butt fumble 20 years later? Like, what's the?
That wouldn't matter.
But I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out what made, or was he just so drunk that like anybody that was walking around, that was who he was going to pick a fight with? I don't know. I mean, we've all seen drunk fights before at a bar. It's just this involves a celebrity. This one resulted in a stabbing.
I will say this was an old timer, as the text line was pointing out from the 913. This is an old timer in the. You probably did a little bit too much. My heart goes out. I hope that, he's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
There were a lot of those.
He's one of the nicest people I've ever met. As it turns out, he got into a very serious brawl with a near 70-year-old. Yeah. It's like, those tweets aged kind of poorly.
Yeah, people.
I mean, obviously hoping he's okay.
For sure. But I think you're right. The way it was presented initially from a lot of national folks was that he was robbed. Like, that was the initial reporting, that Mark Sanchez was in a robbery, got stabbed. And you're thinking, oh my gosh. But yeah, I know it's still alleged, but it all sounds like no. Mark Sanchez was the individual here who actually instigated everything.
Last thing on this, very serious, obviously. I'm not trying to make light of this gentleman's probably very real fear that took place. There is part of me that wants to imagine it one way because it's much funnier. It's like a movie scene. If the entire time he's trying to reason with him saying his full name is in like, Mark Sanchez, please. Why are you doing this? Mark, this makes no sense. It's just my truck. Mark Sanchez, please. I just want to leave. I don't understand. And he just knows who he is the entire time. I don't think he does or did know.
Didn't at the time.
Probably does now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.